Good day, Hacker Public Radio. This is JWP, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Atom Intel processor. I own a lot of Atoms, and I have to say that I've been pretty pleased with all of them. It's a sort of a love-hate thing that I have going on with my HP netbook. It seems that it doesn't perform as well as the Atom that I bought 2 years ago. But interestingly enough, there's not that much difference between an Atom chip running an Atom that I purchased 2 years ago and one that I purchased this year running Atom. Atom, it's a brand name from Intel for an ultra low voltage x86 and x86-64 CPUs from Intel. It has a 45 nanometer CMOS, and it's mainly used in netbooks, nettops, and embedded applications ranging from healthcare to advanced robotics. In 2009, Intel announced the next generation of Atom processors, including the N450 with total power kit consumption down by 20%. Now, this is the chip that I have in my Toshiba, is a N450. The later ones that I purchased are more, I guess you could say, more 64-bit. They call it Intel 64. If you got Silverholm or Lincroft, it does like a what they call Intel VTX, and if you got the Diamondville or the Pineview or Cedar Trail, basically anything with a D or a number in front of it, right? Whereas if you got the two Z models, the Z5 or the Z6, you might not have a full 64-bit capacity. Whereas the N2XX doesn't have Intel 64 either, but both my netbooks have 64-bit, so they're both the Atom, I believe they're both Pine Views, and so and I think they're both one's a single and one's a dual, and so it's quite good little chips. The performance of a single core Atom is about half that of a Pentium M of the same clock rate. For example, an Atom N270 can be found in many netbooks such as the Triple EPC and deliver around 3300 MIPS and 2.1 gigaflops in standard performance, compared to 7400 MIPS or 3.9 gigaflops of a similarly clocked Pentium M. But because I use Linux I on these boxes, I don't notice the difference. Both have been quite good for me, and both run well. One's running Mint, or actually both of them are running Mint now, I can see myself moving almost immediately, as soon as the next long-term Ubuntu comes out, to move both those netbooks to the long-term version of Ubuntu. Well, that's about it for the Atom processor. It's a again, be sure that you understand that Diamondville is the first one that does the 64-bit really, really well. All right, thank you. Bye bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.